This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The South Korean and U.S. militaries have begun their biggest joint military exercises in years in apparent protest. North Korea said it conducted submarine-launched cruise missile tests. The launch of Sunday signaled North Korea likely will conduct more weapons testing during the South Korean drills that are to run for 11 days. Last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his troops to be ready to repel its rivals' frantic war preparation moves. South Korean U.S. drills include a computer simulation and several combined field training exercises. The allies had scaled back such drills in past years to make room for diplomacy and because of the pandemic. Meanwhile, Seoul, South Korea's mayor, in an interview with Reuters, Oh Se-hoon, rekindled the debate over whether South Korea should arm itself with nuclear weapons at a time when the North is racing to perfect its capability to strike the South with tactical nuclear weapons.
북한이 전술 핵무기 소형 경량화에 성공을 해서
now that North Korea has nearly succeeded in miniaturizing and making lighter tactical nuclear weapons and secured at least dozens of warheads, we come to a point where it's difficult to convince people of the rationale that we should refrain from developing nuclear weapons and stick to the cause of denuclearization.
이제 더 이상 국민들을 설득하기가 힘든 시점이 왔습니다.
Oh said the Ukraine crisis has only cemented his conviction that the goal of denuclearization on the peninsula has lost its appeal and developing nuclear weapons would be the most effective way to deter against the North. Russia's advance seems to have stalled in Moscow's campaign to capture the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. That's according to a leading think tank. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War said there were no confirmed advances by Russian forces there. This is VOA News. The U.S. government took extraordinary steps Sunday to stop a potential banking crisis after the historic failure of Silicon Valley Bank. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The government on Sunday assured depositors at the failed financial institution that they would be able to access all of their money quickly. The announcement came amid fears that the factors that caused the Santa Clara, California-based bank to fail could spread. It also came only hours before trading began on Monday morning in Asia. Regulators had worked all weekend to try and come up with a buyer for the bank, but apparently to no avail. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Iraq's prime minister on Sunday has promised sweeping measures to tackle climate change, which have affected millions across the country, including plans to meet a third of the country's electricity demands using renewable energy. Climate change for years has compounded the woes of the troubled country. Droughts and increased water salinity have destroyed crops, animals, and farms, and dried up entire bodies of water. Hospitals have faced waves of patients with respiratory illnesses caused by rampant sandstorms. Climate change has also played a role in Iraq's ongoing struggle to combat cholera. The sister of an American killed in an attack in Mexico says that she and he both had a bad feeling about the trip. Salandria Brown tells the Associated Press over the phone that her brother Zindel Brown was worried about taking his first trip outside the country.
He told me about it Thursday, and I told him, you know, never take Route 35 into Mexico. Never, ever do that. And he was like, okay, sis, I got you, you know. Stoney, you know I'm all right.
Brown's brother went down with a group of friends, including a woman who was treating herself to cosmetic surgery and another who was celebrating his 34th birthday. She says her brother was extremely close to her. He was a carpenter who liked to play video games in his spare time. Navalny, a look at Russian opposition leader following an attempt on his life, has won the Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. Director Daniel Roher's portrait of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has shadowy operatives, truth-seeking journalists, conspiracy theories, and Soviet-era poisons. As a film with obvious political poignance following the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Roher accepted a statuette by saying he dedicated it to Navalny and to all political prisoners around the world. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.